the boy from rushing into the townhouse to save Orin, if he needed saving. Tired of waiting, she pocketed the comlink. I'm just going to go to the door. Callie tugged her sleeve. Wait, Mom! Here comes Jabe! The light van hovered to a stop next to the new land speeder. Look who I found, Jabe said, hopping out. The side door opened, and Mullen and Vika disembarked. Oh, joy, Callie said. Hush. Annalene walked up to Mullen, who looked more bewildered than usual. Mullen, have you been able to reach your father? The young man mumbled something inaudible. Beside him, Vika shook her head. Annalene pressed them. What are you all doing in Mos Eisley? Tongue-tied, Mullen looked at his sister. Vika shrugged uncomfortably. We were just, you know, in town. Annalene stared at the pair. You're a wonderful help. The Galt siblings clearly knew something, which was an unusual enough condition for them in Annalene's eyes. But before she could ask further, a horrific screech pierced the air. Look there! Jabe said, pointing up the street. The heavy front door to the townhouse opened. Half a dozen people of various species bolted from it, running for their lives. In the next second, three winged creatures jetted through the doorway, one after another. They soared low over the heads of panicked pedestrians before angling for the rooftops. Cave-in whistlers, Annalene said, unbelieving. She was on off-world safari after all, without ever leaving Tatooine. Last, Orin emerged from the townhouse. Flushed, hair mussed, the man looked as if he'd lost an argument with a Wookiee. He started to head one way up the street before changing his mind and turning in a different direction. He was about to turn yet again when Annalene saw him and called out. Hey! She approached him. Orin, what was going on in there? What was that about? Flustered, Orin looked back at the building and started walking. What passed for police in Mos Eisley arrived, while others gathered to watch the fattened whistlers roosting across the way. Orin charged through the crowd. Annalene had to walk quickly to keep up. Orin finally slowed when he reached where Boopa had parked the USV-5, some distance from the townhouse. There, he caught his breath, and flashed a beleaguered grin to Annalene. Well, I'm not selling any water to that place. Are you joking? Who were those people? A dead end, he said, pulling a mirror from inside his land speeder. Serves me right for trying to follow every lead. He combed his hair with his fingers. Annalene looked at the others in disbelief.
Yeah, it was a business deal, Mullen said.
Vika nodded.
That's it. That's why we're here.
She gulped.
Yeah.
Orin rolled his eyes. He moved to straighten his collar, but the act of tugging at his shirt caused dozens of credit chips to tumble from his vest pockets. Cowells and Galt's alike gawked.
Orin, what is this?
Annalene demanded. Orin knelt, red-faced, as he tried to collect the credits from the dusty ground. It was mostly small change, but from a wide variety of systems, and there was a lot of it.
The client compensated me for my travel.
Callie looked at the pile of currency in his hands and laughed.
Did you come here from Coruscant?
The jittery man didn't answer. He looked up at his son.
Get down here, Mullen, and give me your hat.
Mullen stared blankly.
Where's your hat, Dad?
Shut up and give it to me!
Mullen passed his hat to his father. Orin resumed his frantic gathering,
only looking up when he saw motion from the end of the street in the opposite direction from the townhouse. Orin dropped the money and stood.
Kenobi,
he said, watching Ben approach. Annalene turned.
You're back!
She looked at Ben and then at the townhouse. I thought you were going to check on Orin.
Ben bowed.
It seems you found him first. Annalene stared at him searchingly.
Jabe shook his head. Big help you were.
Orin looked at the ground, puzzling things through. His eyes widened.
You were looking for me?
He stopped mid-sentence and looked back at the townhouse in the distance. He turned back to Ben.
You've been here all the time?
Ben pointed over his shoulder with his thumb. I'm having some repair work done. The Calwells were kind enough to direct me where I was going. And yes, Annalene thought she saw you earlier, but I got sidetracked by a rather insistent street merchant. He clasped his hands together. Has there been some excitement? Orin glowered at him.
No, none at all.
He turned back to Annalene and saw the glistening new landspeeder behind her. His face brightened.
Hey, you got it!
It's what you sent us here for, she said. It's lovely, Orin, but it costs so much.
It's nothing. I'm good for it.
Orin gestured to his feet, where Mullen and Vika collected the remaining credits. He stepped over them to join Annalene next to the new vehicle. Putting his left hand on the JG-8's front steering vane and his right arm around Annalene's midsection, he managed to hug both her and the landspeeder at the same time.
She's a beauty, isn't she?
Accepting the hug despite her unease, Annalene nodded.
It is.
And so's my Annie. He announced to the others, his arm grasping her more tightly. A beauty, I mean. Orin released her and turned her to face him.
Annie, listen. This is important. It's, why I wanted to be here in the city with you now. I knew Mos Eisley was special for you.
He took her right hand.
That land speeder is just the start. I want you to marry me.
Marry you?
Annalene's eyes bulged.
What?
The whole